to the Michigan podcast. My name is Jake Singer, and I will be your host. This podcast brings together all Michigan sports. We have football, basketball, baseball, softball, swimming, tennis, any sports that Michigan offers, I will be speaking about. Whatever you want to hear about, you have me to bring you the news. I am constantly reading and watching and writing news reports every day on Michigan content. I am a Michigan fanatic. I am the biggest self-proclaimed Michigan fan on the planet of Earth. So, that being said, now you know a little bit about me. I want to get right into the Michigan news. First, we have some good and bad news today. We'll start with the good. Today, or at least this week, the University of Michigan football team has recruited one of the top quarterback recruits in the country for the class of 2021. Quarterback J.J. McCarthy has committed to the University of Michigan. He comes in as a four-star commit and is regarded as one of the top quarterback prospects in his class. According to 247 Sports, McCarthy is listed at 6'2", 180 pounds, is the number 19 overall prospect and the number 2 overall quarterback. As a sophomore, McCarthy led his school, Nazareth, to a state title in Indiana, completing 182 of 240 passes. And for you guys, that is 77%. In these passes, he's completed for 3,448 yards with 39 touchdowns and 4 interceptions. Wow. I mean, that is very impressive if you ask me. This past winter, he was named the Max Preps High School Sophomore All-American. So, I'll let you guys take that in for a second. The University of Michigan has tended to not really recruit quarterbacks who have been at the top of the classes. They usually recruit lower level guys who they prefer to work with in nature and redshirt and kind of work into the system. This guy, J.J. McCarthy, is one of the first quarterbacks in a very long time that has come in, that is coming into the Michigan football program as one of the top recruits. This news says to me is that although Michigan has been traveling right now abroad in South Africa, this has shown to me that Coach Harbaugh has shown that work and play can mix even when you're having fun. This commitment, if the ranking holds, he will be the highest ranked quarterback recruit signed by Jim Harbaugh at Michigan, excluding Shea Patterson, who, as we know, transferred to University of Michigan from Ole Miss. He'll be the third highest ranked quarterback to sign with Michigan since 2000, behind Ryan Mallett and Chad Heaney. So, this ranking does a couple of things for Michigan. One, it gives them great hopes for a great quarterback class when he comes in 2 years. And also, this gives Michigan the second commitment to the 2021 class, joining Sterling Heights Stevenson's four-star offensive lineman commit, Giovanni L. Heidi. So, I am very excited about this commit. In watching his tape, I have taken upon a few key pointers. First of all, he has fantastic arm talent. In his first three clips in his highlights, he threw three 50-yard touchdown passes, which says to me that he is not afraid to let that ball loose. As we know, our rival Ohio State's Dwayne Haskins just got drafted to the Washington Redskins, and although he was a spectacular quarterback in college, I will admit it, he didn't have the greatest arm talent. Even against Michigan, when he threw for almost 500 yards, he was only 5 for 10 for passes that were more than 20 yards. In college, it has been proven that the stronger the arm talent, the more successful the offense will be. Michigan proves to be a heavy power running offense, and then we'll go with the mid-range passes usually on offense. So if you can bring a quarterback in who is not afraid to let the ball loose and let that ball fly out of his hands, that will open up the Michigan offense by a huge margin and will make those safeties and those cornerbacks on the opposing defenses really on their toes and not just looking for the run. And that will open up the runs, that will open up the slant patterns, that can just open up an offense when you have a quarterback who can throw very deep down the field. He has spectacular mechanics, great accuracy, great placement. I believe he could probably make any throw on the football field. He's proven it. I saw him running, throwing touchdowns on the run. I saw him sitting in the pocket. I saw him scrambling, setting his feet, looking down the field. One thing I will say is he is not afraid to give up on a play, which could be good and bad. I think it could be a great thing because he won't just take a sack or he won't just throw the ball away. He's always looking down the field, looking for an open receiver and looking to make touchdown passes. That being said, occasionally he would run backwards around 20 feet, run around, scramble, get chased, and then just make a throw that might be stupid that caused some of his interceptions. And although this sometimes works in high school, I believe that when you get to the college level, it is less likely that scrambling around will turn into touchdown throws. I think he will need to learn to throw the ball away, to take his time, to stay in the pocket more. He is a great pocket passer. He is not that fast, but he has good legs. But that being said, I believe he will be more of a pocket passer type player. And in being a pocket passer type player, I believe he will have to learn to be patient and wait for his receivers to get down the field and get to the spot they need to be. Just another minor thing that he will need to work on. He is only a sophomore in high school, so he probably will need to bulk up some more and add some more pure strength to himself. And if he's only already throwing 50-yard touchdown passes, I can't even imagine what can happen in 2 years if he gets some more muscle, builds some more muscle onto him, gets more bulky, adds more athleticism, more agility. I believe he could be a stellar quarterback for the Michigan Wolverines in 2 years to come. McCarthy was well-liked around college football teams. He held over 30 scholarship offers, including every powerhouse in the Big Ten. This includes Ohio State. He's strongly considered Northwestern and also thought about going to Penn State, Wisconsin, and other schools like South Carolina. But in the end of the day, McCarthy chose the Wolverines because he believes this is the place to be, and we have to make sure that he does not think twice about his decision. He is a great quarterback talent. I'm very excited about this commit, and not only getting a recruit like him helps the team as a whole, but this also opens up Michigan's recruiting in general. It tends to be that once one big player goes to one team or commits to a team or a school, this opens up the door for other players. And this tends to be the case for wide receiver A.J. Henning of the class of 2020. Now, he's the number one player out of the same state of Indiana for the 2020 class. And he was originally thought to be leaning towards schools like Notre Dame, but once McCarthy committed to Michigan, he started hinting towards the fact that maybe he and McCarthy would team up as Indiana brothers and would go and tackle the Michigan Wolverines. And I thought this would be a great opportunity. He is the number 15 wide receiver in the country and is ranked number 77 nationally. At the opening regional in April, he ran a 4.46 40-yard dash, a 4.08 shuttle, and was listed at 5'9.5" at 182 pounds. What this is telling me is that if we can get a guy like Henning plus a guy like McCarthy, we will have a quarterback with stellar arm strength running, throwing to a wide receiver who has speed for days. This will definitely open up the defense in many ways and can make this Michigan offense powerful like it used to be. I am very excited about this. Michigan was so close this year, going to the top four teams and having a chance to run at the national championship. And that was even without one of these top recruit quarterbacks or top wide receivers. That being said, Shea Patterson was a top recruit, but he did transfer. I think Michigan has not had quarterback like this in a very long time who was coming into the program as a freshman, already listed as one of the top commitments in the country. So with a lot of grooming, a lot of coaching by Coach Harbaugh and his staff, I think this player could hopefully one day go as the number one overall pick. That is what this Michigan program is about. Michigan has proven that they have had great defensive talent with Don Brown's defensive coaching staff. This past year, Mitch McGarry and Devin Bush went in the first round as defensive players. And Michigan has proven that they can groom defensive players very well. But it's now time for Michigan's offense to kind of match their defense. And that's what creates a national championship winning team. Michigan has been in the top five ranking for defenses for the past few years, but their offense has never caught up fully. I believe that if we can get this top recruit like McCarthy, as well as a top recruit and wide receiver as this guy Henning, Michigan can be set up very well for the next 6 years to come. That's a couple of things to think about when we're speaking about football. I know it's only May and football seems like a while away, but this is the time when Michigan starts building their team for the next few years. Once you get that one guy, they are stuck there for 3 years, 4 years. So if we can build this team around these guys, when Shea Patterson leaves, when Dylan McCaffrey leaves, when these guys are all leaving, then hopefully the next generation of Michigan football players can come up and rise to the occasion and hopefully win us a national championship. So that's what the good news is for the Michigan Wolverines right now. Now, as we start moving into basketball, sadly, something occurred today on May 13th that was not as pleasant. Longtime Michigan basketball coach John Beilein has decided to take a new job as the Cleveland Cavaliers head coach. He signed a 5-year contract, and this is very disappointing for Michigan fans, especially for me, because I have grown up watching John Beilein, and I see him as one of the greatest college basketball coaches of all time. He went 278 wins to 150 losses, and since 2012, they reached the Sweet 16 five times and the national championship twice. So it makes me wonder why John Beilein would leave at such a prosperous time in Michigan basketball's career and just their history. But I guess people make decisions for however they seem fit. And at the end of the day, John Beilein did officially accept the job as the Cleveland Cavaliers head coach. So all I can say is thank you, John Beilein, for all of the time and all the effort you put into this program. You really revamped it from the time you came in here to the time that you're leaving now. As you leave, you have left with 278 wins, 9 NCAA tournament appearances, 2 Final Four appearances, 2 Big Ten regular season championships, 2 Big Ten tournament titles, 18 All Big Ten selections, and 9 NBA draft picks. In my opinion, he's one of the most accomplished and innovative basketball minds and leaders in the entire game. He has a unique ability to create an outstanding culture that will promote the development of young players and provide a solid structure, and has provided a solid structure to the entire Michigan basketball program. He has turned in low-level recruits to star players like Trey Burke, Tim Hardaway, Jordan Poole, Ignas Brazdeikis, Mo Wagner. He has turned These guys were not coming in as top 10 recruits. He turned these guys into pro basketball players who now are either in the NBA or looking to get drafted this year in the NBA draft. So all I can say is thank you, John Beilein, for just being an amazing coach and making it exciting to watch Michigan basketball every week when Michigan is on. I always look forward to watching Michigan basketball. So again, as I said, he took the Cavaliers head coach job and will start and is expected to join them in the front office and their ownership in Chicago for the draft lottery and the combine this week. So John Beilein is jumping right in there. He is going hard, and hopefully he can help the Cavaliers do what they need to do to win an NBA title. That's all we can ask for him. We hope for the best for him. So that being said, Michigan now has to look, sadly, for a new coach in a very short amount of time. Usually, when teams are looking for coaches, they are teams that are rebuilding or have not performed as well, and they're looking for a new coach to help them rise to the occasion. With Michigan, though, Michigan has been prospering the past 7 to 8 years and have repeatedly made it to NCAA tournaments and championships and Sweet 16. So that makes me wonder what Michigan's mindset is now going into the job hunt for coaches. And are they going to look for NBA coaches? Are they going to look for mid-major coaches? Are they looking for coaches who have done well at pretty high-level schools, but are they just going to offer them more money or more incentives or just more of an all-around program? Michigan's a very well-built program, has great recruitment, a great alumni association, great fans, great attendance. So that really makes me wonder what they're going for the coaching direction. So in doing some research, I've come across the seven top names that I've heard that Michigan is looking into as possible next coaches. So I will go over these coaches with you right now. The first option is Billy Donovan out of the Oklahoma City Thunder. Now, the Thunder did pick up Billy Donovan's option for a fifth season in December. And as we know, Billy Donovan did used to coach the University of Florida before he took the job as Oklahoma City Thunder's coach. That being said, the Oklahoma City Thunder did have very unfortunate early exits in the playoffs and have been very underperforming the past few years. So the Michigan job would be a great offer for Donovan if he is looking to get out of Oklahoma City. That being said, it probably isn't as likely as some of the other options I will read to you on the list, but it does make you consider that maybe getting an NBA coach would be great for the Michigan program because he knows how to lead a team to playoffs. He knows how to lead players who are spectacular, great-minded, just great basketball players in general, and knows how to coach a playoff-winning team. So that's one name on the list that makes you think, oh, maybe Michigan has a possibility of hiring this man. Second on the list, kind of, is two possible names. Michigan's assistants, Luke Jaklich and Sa'Dee Washington, are two names who have been spiraling about lately because Michigan might not want to go out of their own program and might want to stay with their assistants. It has proven that some assistants become very good coaches because they know how the program is run, they know the players, they know the environment, and staying at home is kind of like staying it within the family. Sometimes families don't want to break up or bring somebody new in. They just want to stay with what they have and work with what they got. So I personally don't believe it would be a bad option to stay within the Michigan assistants. Personally, I think that might be the best option just because they know how the program is run and they actually have a lot of say on the court. As we know, Michigan has both offensive and defensive coordinators on the court. So they're constantly teaching these players, they're watching the games, they're taking notes, they're studying. So you know a lot about the Michigan basketball program. So personally, I think the best option going is going with one of the Michigan assistants and hiring them as the head basketball coach because that just stays at home and everyone I feel like would be happier this way because they're not worrying about bringing somebody new and learning a new system and new recruitment ways. Everything can stay the same. So that's my opinion on the Michigan assistants. Next option is Laval Jordan out of Butler. He has been coaching at Butler for some time now, but more importantly, he's from Michigan and coached under Beilein for 6 seasons. So playing under a guy like Beilein, being mentored by him, comes with great respect, and I feel like the Michigan people might welcome Laval Jordan in with open arms because taking a guy like him who has learned from John Beilein and has seen that with Beilein's success, maybe there could be some success with Jordan as well. Jordan played at Butler and has taken the Bulldogs to the NCAA and NIT tournaments in each of his last 2 seasons. If Michigan wants to stay in the coaching family tree, then I feel like Jordan has a great look at himself. He's not that established yet, but his references are very top-notch. The next option on the list is Mike Bray from Notre Dame. Now, Mike Bray has been coaching at Notre Dame since 2000 and has in the past established that he is not willing to take any other jobs. This past year, the UCLA coaching job came available, and he made it sure that he was not interested in that. He has coached the Irish to multiple Elite Eight, as well as winning the ACC tournament. He has a tremendous reputation and coaches an offensive style that would certainly do well in the Big Ten. If he ever were to move or look for something new, kind of like John Beilein is looking for the NBA, I think this would be a great time for him and a great spot for him to be, of course.
Some other key names that could be a possibility of Michigan hiring as a basketball coach this offseason is Mike White out of Florida, Jay Wright out of Villanova, Brad Stevens from the Celtics, which I personally believe is a long shot, but there have been some speculation that he's looking to get out of Boston, and maybe the Wolverines is the place to go. Shaka Smart out of Texas, who has revamped the Texas basketball program, and even Chris Beard out of from Texas Tech, who is a very interesting name to me because he has proven to take Texas Tech all the way to the national championship and led that very dominating team this past season. And although he has previously mentioned that he does not want to leave Texas Tech, if by some chance he does decide to go to the Wolverines, this would be a huge pickup for a head coach for the Wolverines because it will keep the Wolverines in the top mark of all the basketball teams in the country, and we will not have to worry about Michigan having an off season. I believe he has spectacular recruiting, has proven that he can coach a national championship winning team, and has great demeanor with the players. He loves the players, not only as players, but as well as his own children. So those are a few options for Michigan to hire as new head basketball coaches. Just in total, after reading all these names and just going over the list again, although it is worrisome that John Beilein has left and Michigan does have to find a new head coach, John Beilein has built a basketball program that is world-renowned and is known across the world and is known across the country. This is not a place where coaches don't want to go to. They see it, they have great demeanor here. They have a good basketball program, just a good all-around athletic program at the University of Michigan. So I don't believe any coach would not want to coach at the University of Michigan. It just depends on their own situations at where they are currently coaching and if they are willing to give up that for this University of Michigan position. I think that Michigan should not rush the process in getting a coach, but I do believe that they should find a coach within the next few months just because right now Michigan has a few recruitments locked up but also on the line debating between what schools to go to. And I think seeing a school like Michigan without a coach right now might worry them and might cause them to go away from the University of Michigan. So I believe that Michigan should find a head coach very soon to ensure these new recruits that we have everything under control and this is still the best place to go to, and this is where they should pursue their basketball careers. So with that, I just want to properly say goodbye to John Beilein by playing a few tapes that just occurred when he was coaching his career, some of the highlights that went on while he was coaching at the University of Michigan. This should hopefully bring back some memories for you guys, so I hope you enjoy.
Zeros on the clock. Lachman at midcourt. Extra pass. And it goes for the win! The three-pointer by Jordan Poole!
Wow. That really takes me back. I remember sitting on my couch with my family, not even be able to watch those clips when they were actually happening in real life. I remember when Jordan Poole made that shot last season to push us past Houston and into the Sweet 16. I remember turned around, face down, not even watching, and my dad was next to me and had to shake me and started screaming at the top of his lungs, saying, "He made the shot, he made the shot, he made the shot." And I was in disbelief. I had no hopes of Michigan winning that game. And I could not believe my eyes when Jordan Poole made the shot. And I will forever remember that memory. I remember going to my room and just saying yes probably about a million times before calming myself down and just laying on my floor for the whole night in disbelief. When Trey Burke made his shot against Kansas, I was in a very similar position where I was sitting on the couch with my family and I could not watch. I just remember closing my eyes and hoping that seeing it happen in my head that Trey Burke would make a shot against Kansas and would push us and bring us and push us to overtime in that game. And then it happened and I was in disbelief. I could not believe that maybe I thought I was God or something where I just had us win this game, but it was probably one of the greatest moments of my life. So any of these times, John Beilein did it all. He found these guys. It would not have been possible without him if he had not recruited these players, if he did not groom these players, if he did not coach these players to their fullest potential. They might not have had the courage to take a shot like that in such a high stakes game in the national tournament. So all I can really say is thank you, John Beilein, for just being just one of the most amazing coaches that I will ever be able to watch in my lifetime. And I hope all of you appreciate John Beilein just as much as me. Thank you everybody for listening to this first episode of mine on the Michigan Rundown. I could not thank you enough for taking your time to listen to me speak about my biggest passion in life. Michigan sports has always been one of my biggest passions. I see this as one of the true loves of my life, and just being able to talk about it and have people listen to me and appreciate my input on Michigan sports means the world to me. So if you have any questions ever about any Michigan sports, you can find me at umich.rundown on Instagram. Feel free to DM me any questions and I will be happy to answer your questions on the show. Without further ado, I will see all of you next time on my next podcast. There's always Michigan news up in the air. I'll follow a very close watch on these coaching situations, at least for the basketball team. And hopefully the football team can recruit some more big names and we can make all of our athletic programs top-notch in the country. So thank you, everybody, and I will see you next time.